Welcome to Rhema for Today.
It would pay you to write down all these verses and continue to feed upon them, continue to think upon them, continue to meditate upon them until they register down here on the inside of you, become a part of your inner consciousness. That's when they work for you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You could open your Bibles to the 145th Psalm. We're using for a text in this series the 8th and 9th verses. 8th and 9th verses of the 145th Psalm. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Isn't that wonderful to know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I think about as I read this verse, or these two, and we'll read the other in a moment, something that Smith Wigglesworth said. He would say, get acquainted with the Father or God through the Word. He said, some people try to get acquainted with God through feelings. But get acquainted with the Father, God, through the Word. He's everything the Word says He is. Hallelujah. He's everything the Word says He is. Well, the Word says the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. So we're talking about the Lord's compassion. And we made mention of this fact that both in the Hebrew and the Old Testament is written in Hebrew, and the New Testament written in Greek. But in the Hebrew, the same noun that's translated mercy is also translated compassion, identically the same one. Then coming to the New Testament, the Greek verb that's translated have mercy, the same Greek verb is also translated have compassion. Same word. The Greek adjective is defined merciful. It's also defined compassionate. So the same word is used. Then we gave you a definition of what it means to have compassion. It means to love tenderly, to pity, to show mercy, to be full of eager yearning. Now, with those thoughts in mind concerning compassion, let's go over again some scripture here in the New Testament that shows the Lord's compassion. First of all, Mark, the first chapter. Gospel according to Mark, first chapter, 40 through the 45th verse. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Now notice here that it was the compassion of Christ that moved him to heal the leper, wasn't it? Then in Matthew, the 14th chapter, 13th to 14th verses, speaking of Jesus, it said, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude. Now notice, and was moved with with compassion toward them, and he healed them. What moved him to heal them? Compassion. He's moved with compassion. Now then, let's look again at the 20th chapter of Matthew's gospel. Matthew chapter 20, verse 29 through 34. As they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David." And Jesus said, "What will they?" Skip down that a little bit, and you see, he said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you?" They say unto him, "Lord, that our eyes may be opened." So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Now again, I want you to notice that these two blind men asked for the mercy of having their eyes opened. And Jesus granted unto them the mercy of healing. He had compassion, same Greek word. Now that proves that healing is a mercy as well as forgiveness. You see, our problem is that we believe forgiveness is a mercy. But these scriptures prove that healing is a mercy. Now, is Jesus any less merciful or compassionate today than he was yesterday? No, thank God he isn't. Another important fact that we should consider is this, that the sick in those days when seeking healing ask for mercy. Did you notice that? They said, "Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us." Jesus said, "What will ye that I do unto you that we may receive our sight?" That was the mercy that they wanted extended towards them. And so, in our day, like I said, most people think of mercy as applying only to the sinner, not knowing that his mercy is also extended to the sick. Thank God it is. Then in 2 Corinthians 1:3 is another verse that we considered. Notice Paul writing to the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians 1:3. It would pay you to write down all these verses and continue to feed upon them, continue to think upon them, continue to meditate upon them until they register down here on the inside of you, become a part of your inner consciousness. That's when they work for you. Now here Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1:3, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies." Notice that's in the plural. Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Now thank God that's who he is. No wonder Wigglesworth said, "Get acquainted with the Father through the Word." He's the Father of mercies. Now, Paul, who called God the Father of mercies, proved it by healing all the sick on the island of Melita. And then you remember that Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, one of the Beatitudes, he said, "Blessed are the merciful," or the Greek words also translated compassionate in the New Testament. "Blessed are the compassionate, for they shall obtain mercy." We pointed out the fact that Job was healed when he prayed for his friend. And according to one of the Beatitudes, you see, that we just quoted, he obtained mercy by showing it. Now, referring and accounting for the healing of Job's healing, James says in James 5:11, "The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." And then he follows that with the direction of the church, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anoint the Lord, and name the Lord, the prayer of faith to save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sin, it shall be forgiven him. Now you see, in other words, what he's saying here in this 5th chapter of James is that because the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy, then let any sick in the church today, as well as Job, obtain their healing also. Praise God. Now then, in the fifth chapter of Mark's gospel, about Jesus having compassion upon this man out of the tombs, possessed with the devil, had a legion, who cut himself with stones, who broke the chains with which they had often tried to bind him. And as the people, those that kept the swine, told it, and people ran out of the city to see what had happened, they saw the man sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. They didn't know what all happened. They besought Jesus to depart out of their coast. And this man, he was so glad for deliverance that he besought Jesus that he might go with him. Now notice the 19th and 20th verses particularly. Read the whole account. But the 19th and 20th verses said, howbeit Jesus suffered him not. That is, the man besought Jesus that he might go with him. So Jesus suffered him not. In other words, wouldn't let him go. But saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee. Now notice, and hath had compassion on thee. Now notice how the Lord's compassion is mentioned. Jesus himself mentions it in connection with the deliverance of this man from this terrible condition.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD series, Knowing God as Your Father. Next is Lynette Hagin's slimline book entitled God's Peace, Experience It All the Time. Last but not least is Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series, It Shall Come to Pass. All these items are for the special price of only $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, you hear me all the time talk about becoming a word partner.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send,
yes,
to support Rhema. That's what a word partner is. And you can become a word partner with us by just going to rhema.org/WPC. And I want to thank all of you that are our partners.
Yes.
You're helping us to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. And I would welcome you,
yes,
to become a partner with us. And once again, let me give you that, rhema.org/WPC. We would welcome you to become a partner with us.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.